Hi, and it's Dave Taylor from MS Boxing World, sponsored by Audiolux, the leading provider of home entertainment systems. I'm joined on the phone now by Peter Fury, coach and uncle of Tyson Fury, who yesterday found out his Chisora fight that he'd been so looking forward to has been called off. Peter, how's the mood in the Fury camp?
Well, it's all about, you, in situations like this, you have to be positive, so there's always room for negativity. So, look, we've had three times now, so, you know, bad luck runs in three, so they say. So here we go. We're rid of the bad luck, and here comes in the good. So this is the way we're looking at it. So we're in discussions now with Frank Warren and Raymond Steele, Bill Ives, to find an alternative opponent for Saturday. And the Derek Chisora rematch will be scheduled for sometime late September.
Fantastic. So you're confident that Fury will be in action, Tyson will be in action on Saturday?
Well, you know, God willing, you know, we're discussing it now. We're running through negotiations.
Well, there's definitely a few boxers out there. The likes of Tony Thompson said he's available, and obviously Tyson's been having his rants on Facebook, Twitter and whatnot. Is Tony one of those? Can you say that you're trying to get over?
No. We don't need a southpaw with 5 days' notice, do we?
No, well, fair enough. And basically, obviously you're coming out of this fight, is it a case that the Chisora one is definitely going to take place, or is it you're going to look at alternative options after Saturday?
Well, you know, who knows, you know, everybody that has a great deal to say about Tyson Fury being this and being that, you know, they've all got things to say 12 weeks outside of the fight, but every time we come to D-Day, they just seem to keep pulling out. So, you know, what can I tell you? The only thing I can tell you, if Tyson had a broken arm, he would be fighting. So, unlike the other camps, I can't speak for other camps, but we never pull out, you know, unless it is a very serious injury, which, God willing, we've not come across yet, so that's where we are. I can't speak for other camps or what they do. I'm totally shocked that there's a fracture in his hand, you know, and that's where we're at. So, with all these injuries that keep occurring three times on the trot, who am I to say that a fight's going to happen at all?
You're right in saying that. And from my experience going around the boxing, speaking to boxers, I've even interviewed you in the past, spoken to Tyson. To be sparring so close to a fight, it's a bit strange to you, or? Especially taking these risks.
We finished sparring on the Friday, which we done three rounds of just light sparring, really. So,
Say that again, Peter. We were talking briefly before you got cut off about the sparring, what seems to cause a fracture quite heavily, so close to a fight. Now, is it usual to be so physical, so close to a fight?
No, it's all very unusual. So, but like I said, you know, this is where we're at, and you know, and there's not a lot we can do about it. The main thing is we can look into a lot what other camps are doing, but we're not really interested. The main thing is the facts are this fight is cancelled due to Chisora fracturing his hand. So that's what we've been told. That's what we have to accept, because this is where we are. You know, whether we accept it or not is irrelevant, because the fight's off, and that's all that matters to us.
And well, from myself, from MS Boxing World, we wish there is a fight on Saturday. I'll be there supporting anyway. So all the best, and good luck for the future, Peter.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Cheers.